Hello, G and Divas. We're just popping up in case you're deep in episodes from years ago to tell you that very soon you can see us in the cinema.
Hello from the future. It's future William and Jordan here. Stop living in the past and get up today. Next Tuesday, our show at the London Palladium will be streamed live into cinemas.
So if you want an evening full of laughs and outrageous problems and dilemmas, then come along and join us on the big screen.
Help I Sex and My Boss Live is showing everywhere and everyone's welcome.
Go to sexandmyboss.com/cinema to get your tickets now. That's sexandmyboss.com/cinema.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Out now. Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is the bonus podcast episode where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. Random things that have been sent in and extra bits from our week and how our advice went down with you, our Gene Divas. This is a special episode today, isn't it, William?
Yes, because it's content from our tour, the much-discussed tour in Tuesday's episode of our tour of the Guinness Storehouse.
I was like a pig in...
the proverbial.
Shit.
Yes.
And I'm sorry to swear, that was no need for that. But I was so excited and so looking forward to this. On the way there, I was really giddy, wasn't I? And when I walked to the Guinness gates, I was like that kid on the advert, the Disneyland advert in the 90s.
They're like the gates of heaven.
The gates of heaven.
So, I mean, it was fantastic. We had a lovely tour with Lee, which he was an encyclopedia of Guinness knowledge, particularly good with roasting temperatures and lots of other stuff. Here are some selected highlights of our mints around the Guinness Storehouse.
My name is Lee.
What's your name?
Lee.
Lee, Jordan, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys.
I'm very excited.
Welcome to the Guinness Storehouse. You're more than welcome. I'm glad you're excited. Very excited. Hopefully I don't ruin it.
And you don't mind us recording, do you?
No, go for it. Right. Yeah. Perfect.
Now, before we go into the main bit, just remember, this is my Poppins.
Okay,
this is my
he's
Mary
very
Poppins.
Excited about this.
Okay.
Very, very, like, Guinness is literally his...
Oh, there's a store.
Perfect. So feel free to ask as many questions as you need to
I want
ask.
It all.
That's fair. Retail will be delighted to hear that.
Yes.
I'll be sending you down straight after your gravity pints.
Yep.
So the building that we're in now was originally built between 1902 and 1904, and then actively used for fermentation from 1906 up until 1988. It was the first ever building on a multi-story building on the Irish and British Islands with this beautiful Chicago architectural style.
Ah.
Yeah. The second was the Ritz over in
London. I was about to say the Ritz was the second. Yes, I knew that. Yes.
Sorry.
Do you want to let Lee do his job?
No, I know, but I've got a Ritz connection.
There you go.
Yes.
So we actually sourced the steel from the same man who provided the steel to build the cranes up in Belfast that built the Titanic.
Wow.
Yeah, they built the cranes.
You've had more success.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Yeah, okay.
The cranes were still fine.
Okay, good.
There's no icebergs up in Belfast, as far as I'm aware.
Can I ask you a question, Lee?
Yes.
How long have you worked here? This isn't the question. This is the question before the question.
Okay, perfect. It'll be 3 years this month.
Do you like Guinness or has this put you off it?
I didn't drink it before I started here.
Okay.
And then Keith introduced me to drinking it properly, and since then, yes.
Oh, okay, good. So it's not like when you go home, you're like, oh no, it's you don't look at a pint of Guinness and think, no, that's work.
No.
No.
Okay. When you see it often enough and you're thirsty, you're like, you know what, this
Welcome,
is, reminds me of what I'm looking for.
Like to the
Great, perfect. So Michael's about to deafen us all. the next stop on your tour is your brewing floor.
Brewing.
So you're going to learn how we actually produce Guinness here, how we brew it. First step is our roasting. So if you're looking over here, you're going to see we roast it, as I said earlier, to 232 degrees Celsius. It takes about 2.5 hours to get to that perfect temperature.
Wow, okay.
Once it gets to 232, we hold it there for about 7 minutes, and then once ready, basically, we drop all the grain down into a cooling vessel underneath. So if it's left to sit in that temperature, it'll actually increase and it'll catch on fire. Wow. Any hotter than 232, gone.
Oh, okay. And yeah. It's not brewable after that?
No.
Is it a fan-assisted oven?
A fan assistant.
You know, like we have fan ovens at home.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to think now.
I don't think so. No. I bet you've never been asked that before, have you?
No, I've not.
Well, there we go. I like to ask. Come back to me.
I ask any questions. So all the leftover grain called spelt grain is actually going to be sold off as animal feed. So for cattle. Because it's still high in sugars and for high in protein.
Okay.
So these are going to be poured into the kettle. We're going to have a very sweet wort. Come on up.
Is anyone else dying for a Guinness right now? I'm absolutely craving a pint of it. Are you craving a pint of Guinness, William?
Not yet, no.
So once the kettle is ready, it takes about an hour to an hour and 10 minutes.
So Arthur Guinness, how did he discover all of this? Was it by accident? Was he?
Well, his father was a brewer as well.
Right. So there was.
Have you not been listening?
No, well I have. It's been quite loud. But they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, I'll reword my question.
This is class.
People that are in brewing, pre-Guinness. How did they discover all this? By accident?
So we've been brewing since the Babylonian and Mesopotamian times. So basically what it originally was is once they knew that a sugary substance was left outside, somehow it magically turned into beer.
Oh, okay.
So then throughout the hundreds of thousands of years, they've slowly tried to refine the process and kind of basically figure out what it is.
Okay. So similar to wine and coffee, it's sort of accidental and then
a little accidental refining. And then you're kind of like, we're onto something here. Let's kind of work on it, try improve the processes. And then since 1516, since the Reinheitsgebot from Germany, it's basically declared that your beer it has to consist of three ingredients. And they're hops, barley, or grains, and water.
Will you stop asking so many questions? I want to get a Guinness.
I'm so sorry, I'll shut up.
We're getting there soon, don't worry. So this is why we try to advise people to take generous mouthfuls and drink underneath the foam. Give yourself the best Guinness mustache you can, because the nitrogen actually blocks the flavours. It doesn't add to them.
Right. So
you think you'd maybe get rid of the nitrogen then, wouldn't you?
No.
But then it doesn't look the same.
And
okay. Guinness without a head.
No, you wouldn't. It looks awful. It's not. That's not a Guinness.
Okay, fair enough.
So you drink beneath the gut bubbles. Yeah. Take proper.
So when you're drinking it, there should always be a line down along the side of your glass. We call it the lacing. It's where the foam has settled as you've taken each mouthful. There should always be a bit of foam left at the bottom of your glass.
I'm just craving a Guinness right now. Absolutely.
Guinness Original is what people would speak about when they're actually on about Guinness and oysters or Guinness and fish. And seafood.
Guinness and fish?
Yeah, oh, it's a delicacy.
Guinness and seafood. It would be Guinness.
We should have Guinness and oysters.
No, I can't do seafood.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fair.
He doesn't really drink beer either.
I'll be honest, we had a very dodgy burrito yesterday, and actually, even the thought of seafood now is not agreeing with
me. Okay, fair. I respect that.
Okay. I'm going to be very interested in the tour of your laboratories later. Let's put it that way.
Have some grace and decorum. You're meant to be an etiquette expert.
I just felt that we're friends now. I felt Lee needed to know that.
We're best friends now.
Lee didn't need to know that.
Well, no, because there might be a point where I need to go.
Fair enough.
So you put something in here and it matures?
Yeah.
Can I leave Jordan in here?
Try your best. I have a few people I'd like to leave in here too.
Yeah.
So it takes
64 hours to ferment and then a further 64 hours to mature.
Every day at 10 a.m. a small team of expert tasters here at St. James's Gate check each and every brew of Guinness for quality consistency. Someone's got to do it.
Maybe, Jordan, if the work dries up and there are no more ITV game shows for you to go on, you could come and be a taster at Guinness.
Or maybe a tour guide, like Lee.
I'd
love to do your job. It must be fun.
What do the 10 a.m. people do after 10 a.m.? Or is it they just go home?
So they will have worked along the brewery as well. So they're probably usually, some of them are part of the brewers. Some of them will work in global quality, and that's how they actually have to, a lot of emails and a lot of phone calls. Okay.
So it's not just a few 5 minutes at 10 a.m.
So every day at 10, they'll have a sip of Guinness.
Yeah, so it's small little measures. So basically what you do is you're going to check it with all of your senses. So you have to look at it, you have to hear it as it pours, smell it, taste it, and then you can even feel it in the palm of your hand.
What a job.
Because Guinness should always be served between 5 to 7 degrees Celsius.
Oh, no, I like that. That's a nice bit of tip.
Graduation present for 7 years.
Sorry, what was the graduation present?
So they would put you into the barrel, they would throw the wood shavings over on top of you, as well as pour some Guinness on you and push you around the cooper's yard.
We're not doing that.
Are you sure?
No. I would love to do that with you.
If there was ever a barrel with a red rim, this means it was transporting Guinness.
With a red what?
Oh.
If there's seen a red rim on top of the barrel, this means these were used for Guinness Original or Guinness Extra Stout.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
You ever had a red rim?
Let's.
I leave that to you. Let's. Over here then, there's a lovely little photo. So basically, Guinness used to be called the Dublin Pyramids. And it was for this very obvious reason.
It used to be called what?
The Dublin Pyramids. So as pilots used to fly over, this is what they'd actually see.
Wow.
We call it the Dublin Pyramids because of the amount of casks.
And that's all Guinness in there?
Yep.
Yeah.
And for our listeners, we're looking at photographs of barrels stacked up in a pyramid shape.
There we go.
You know what Radio 4?
Now the shipping forecast.
So originally, of course, everything was done by horse and cart, all the transportation. If they had to double them up, they'd call them names like Pride and Prejudice or Thunder and Lightning. But then in the late 1800s, we actually doubled in size as a brewery, so they started looking for different ways to transport materials. The main one they came up with was developing our own railway system.
Wow.
So we actually have 13 kilometers of railway tracks in and around St. James's Gate. We had a direct line to Houston Station, where we used to transport kegs around Ireland. And then we also have a line that's...
To Houston?
Yeah.
London?
No. Houston Station here.
Oh, sorry.
The main station in Dublin's called Houston. Sorry.
Oh, as well. Okay.
Wow, that's going somewhere.
Yeah, I was like, that's some railway line.
Because London Euston's a terrible station. What's yours like?
It's not great. We're not talking about trains.
And London Euston's going through redevelopment.
Yeah, okay. And then we also have the rail line that runs underneath Thomas Street down to connects us to the Brewhouse 4. And it was built by the same man who developed the London Underground.
Oh. Wow!
It's pretty cool.
That's some class.
Yeah.
It's class.
So, come on over this way. Some of our barges. So, trains weren't the only mode of transport. We had our own barges that used to actually transport the beer underneath our...
As I'm speaking to you, listeners, William's just gone off with Lee, our tour guide, and he's actually very, very interested in this. Look at him. William's loving this, isn't he?
He's being very Radio 4 at the moment.
Well, look, he's... Oh, here we go.
Bridges are collapsible masts. You see it folds down in so they can fit underneath those low bridges.
Jordan, you've just missed Lee was telling us that so the ships could fit under the bridges over the River Liffey, the masts would be collapsible.
Oh,
yeah.
That's amazing.
So, branch up here to Europe, Africa, the US and Indonesia, representing four of the largest consuming nations of Guinness worldwide.
And the famous Beacon.
Toucan?
Toucan, sorry.
Beacon. So this is Toucan. Beacon is a type of nut.
Oh, is it?
So Toucan is a very important bird for us. He was first introduced in our adverts in the late 1930s, and he was chosen for two reasons. So number one, his lovely little black and white feathers here look like a settling point of Guinness. But at number two, this was during the Great Depression. And it actually felt like the vibrancy and colourfulness of his beak might actually add a little bit of happiness and a bit of positivity in an otherwise very downtrodden world.
Oh, okay.
Do you have toucans in Ireland?
No. They're quite exotic for the Irish climate.
I was going to say.
Are toucans still a thing then?
Yes, in certain parts of the world. South America.
Yeah. Oh, I just thought they were like mythical.
No, a toucan's an actual thing.
Oh, I thought it was like a unicorn.
No, a toucan is very much real.
Oh, okay.
Toucan play at that game.
Very good.
But then, we're going to focus on these beautiful horses up here.
Yeah.
So the horses represent three different things. Number one is, of course, to represent the horses who used to work here. Number two is Arkell, the very famous Irish racehorse in the 1960s. He won Grand National as well as Cheltenham for four consecutive years. He was 2 stone heavier than all his competitors, but to say he got the strength and power to be such a champion from the fact that they mixed in 2 pints of Guinness into his daily feed.
No.
Yeah.
What was he called?
Arkel. A-R-K-L-E.
And he drank Guinness. He actually drank Guinness every day.
Well, he ate it with his food. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, of course, where else would he have gotten the strength to be such a champion? If not from the black stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Naturally, we can't advertise that anymore. Please don't feature horses Guinness. It will not help.
Or indeed any alcohol.
Or any alcohol. Or any animal.
Yeah.
Horses.
Horses vegetarians?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the last thing to represent is Surf, a very famous Guinness advert from the 1990s.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that one? Perfect.
Surf.
You don't remember the horses coming out
of... We didn't have ITV.
Horses coming out of the waves. Carry on, Lee.
Yeah, not perfect. That's exactly
Lloyd's, isn't it? Lloyd's, the bank, have the horses.
So this is a little different. So in this, you're going to see surfers under boards in very peaceful, calm waters. This, of course, represents all good things come to those who wait, as it does take 119.5 seconds to pour a Guinness. So you need a little bit of patience.
Yeah, we discovered that last night on our tour. Yeah.
They won't rush it.
Jordan decided that we would just bring a glass of Guinness onto stage, and the bar were like, no, Jordan's like, where's the Guinness? They were like, this needs to settle.
Yeah,
it needs to settle.
Can't rush a Guinness.
No, but we did have a house full of people. We needed to get on with the show. So,
fair.
They're saying what was quite nice walking around it is there's a little bit here and then you're looking at it for a while and then you notice something else on it. It's very detailed.
It's always. I've worked on this floor for about 2 months.
Right, I've just taken a little break here. William's doing my head in. Like, I was looking forward to this, but it's fucking dragging on now. Asking every... No, sorry, Lee, after you. Just coming over there. Just saying, producer Ben, William's doing my head in. I was looking, he's asking every bloody question. I mean, I love Guinness, but he's asking him every pissing question. Look at him. This is my tour, and I'm getting a bit bored. Look, he's asking him every question. We've been here an hour and a half.
Cafe. If you do need a coffee later on, by all means, pop down.
Thank you.
They're fantastic.
I'm getting bored. I'm getting bored, if I'm honest now. William's gone off with Lee. And he's just ruining the experience because nobody wants to be here for an hour and a half. He's asking every bloody question. Hey, you okay?
Hi, you're right.
Yeah.
I have the feeling I'm being talked about.
No. Are you ears burning? You're asking a lot of questions.
What have we got, Lee here? What's the point?
You don't mind, do you, Lee?
No,
okay, good.
Not at all. So we're making our way.
Been here an hour and a half.
How to identify the different flavors inside your beer. We're going to teach you our little tasting technique called retronasal tasting as well.
Do I need to set my brace out?
No, not at all. Can you drink with it in?
No, so I'll need to
take your
it.
Brace
Are we
now?
Going to be drinking? Yeah.
So it's just a small, it's literally a shot glass.
We're doing retronasal tasting.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
A tasting room.
I'm both retro and nasal.
Generous breath, breathe into your nose, inhale your aromas, generous mouthfuls of a half the sample glass.
Yep.
Let this wash over your tongue for about 3 seconds, swallow it down, and then before you open your mouth, breathe out through your nose.
Sip underneath.
Yep, get underneath that foam.
Feeling very ill, I'll be honest.
I am not even exaggerating. That
I don't know
amazing.
If I've ever tasted under the nitrogen before.
Have another sip.
No.
Please. Come on, do it for Lee. Do it properly.
I might have my own cliff top moment in a moment. I'm just going to let you know. Okay?
Come on. I was sick on a cliff. It's a long story.
No one knows it, though.
No.
Oh.
Delicious.
MB Miranda Guinness, so that ship you saw earlier on.
We like big bells.
May I?
Yeah, go for it. You're going to deafen yourself. Give it a try.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Sorry. Get out of my pub. Oh, God, that's loud. Time, gentlemen, please. Oh, that's sorry. That's bloody loud.
So that bell was to alert people in Liverpool that the ship was arriving.
Oh, did it? Wow. So that's to tell the ship was arriving in Liverpool.
Yes.
So cast your mind back, put in a sound effect here. It'd go like this. All right, there, lads, the chip's here. Come on, get ready now,
This is so embarrassing.
It'd be like that. Thank you. I'm a wallflower. I am a bit of a wallflower, aren't I?
Yeah.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So the saying says, builds strong muscles, feeds exhausted nerves, enriches the blood, and doctors confirm it's a valuable restorative after influenza and other weakening illnesses.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Naturally, we cannot say this anymore because it is an alcoholic beverage. It does not heal you.
But it is good for you, isn't it? Well,
maybe good for your mental health.
No, it's good for you. Guinness is good for you. Everyone knows that. Well, pint has got full of iron.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
No.
No, okay.
What they used to say is back when the Guinness was bottled, it would go through a secondary or bottle fermentation where you would have a more yeast sediment, and it's a yeast that gives the source of iron. But you would need to drink about a vat of it to have any health-giving benefits for the minute bit of iron that's actually produced in it.
So that's a myth then?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Very much so. It was used here, though. Guinness used to be given out in hospitals. If somebody had given birth, if you were donating blood, it would be given afterwards as well to try and rebuild or enrich your blood. But of course, now we know, no.
It's not.
That is not. It is an alcoholic beverage. It may taste lovely, but it does not heal you in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Good to know.
Yes. So we're going to start making our way off to your Stouties, where you get to get your picture printed into your pint of Guinness.
Lovely.
As we're making our way around, though, I might as well mention the Guinness Book of Records.
Yes. Now, I have two Guinness World Records. That's my connection with Guinness.
Lovely. Congratulations.
Thank you. But what is the... Is there a connection with the family?
Yes. So, basically, you see the books in the top right corner of the archive bar over here. So it originally started with the Guinness director. So he was working underneath Rupert Guinness at the time. So this is in the early 1950s. He was out with a hunting party. They came across a bird that nobody could shoot. And this sparked an argument as to what the fastest bird in the world was. So then the idea behind the Guinness Book of Records was supposed to be a book of facts to be kept in every bar to settle any disputes of what the fastest is, the quickest, all this,
amazing.
That, and the other.
Amazing. What year was that?
That was in the early 1950s. I think it was 1954, 1955. Okay. The problem was, though, when they released the first edition, they forgot the bird. So then they went back and released the second edition. And then this kind of sparked, every records are constantly changing, so they constantly kept updating the books.
I had the books.
I think it's now considered the... What is it? It's the most bought book in the world that's been trademarked.
Wow.
Or copywritten. The other one that hasn't been copywritten is the Bible. The highest selling book in the world. That's what it's called. Sorry.
And to the family, so what separate businesses now?
Yes. So Guinness Book of Records no longer belongs to us. They sold it to Ripley's, and I think Ripley's have passed it on since.
Yeah,
it just follows the name, though. Here you hear the brass bands playing, so usually on the weekends, there'll be brass bands coming in to play a bit of music.
Wow. Wow. Where are they? Wow. This is class.
It's like being at Disney.
It is. It's better.
Well, steady.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Lee.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Lee, that was great. Thank you so much. You'll have to listen. You'll have to give us a listen.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you. So, we've just come to the end of the Guinness Tour House store, William.
What?
I don't. Did you say Tour House store?
I didn't. I'm pissed, sorry.
Did I say you, now, we should just say that you have had quite a few Guinness. Is that the plural?
That's the plural for Guinness, I believe.
You've had three, four?
I'm a bit shit-faced.
Plus how many samples that we've had along the way.
Loads of samples.
I've had a little bit. I'll be honest, I still don't love it. It's not to my taste.
Okay.
But I did try it for you.
First of all,
yes.
We usually start the episode like this. Let's end the episode with a toast.
Okay.
Now, the etiquette for having a pint is clinking. Cheers.
Okay, even though it's common.
Cheers. Oh, wait, do that for the mic. And remember what our tour guide Lee said, you've got to sip under the head. You've got to get under the head.
I just can't do the smell. But what I have learned is that the head is nitrogen.
Wait, just let me check my hair. I forgot we're recording.
We're not playing this.
Yeah, we are.
So, have you learnt more appreciation? Do you have more appreciation now of Guinness?
Yeah, like this. Like I said to you at the start, this is my Poppins. I've always wanted to do this. I've been to Dublin a few times, and I've never actually done it. And it was amazing.
Really?
It was so interesting. And Lee was fantastic,
Lee
wasn't
was
he?
Excellent.
Lee was great. I'm not going to do the accent, but
no.
Lee was great. So the ting is here. So they have the hops, right? And then they put the hops in the ting there, and see the ting over there, right? That's the wheat. No, it's not wheat.
You were getting very annoyed with me at one point during the tour.
I was getting really annoyed because, like, I have been looking forward to this since we had it booked a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to it.
And I was showing an interest.
But then I love this place. After Burnley, Guinness is probably like my second favourite thing. Obviously the podcast as well. And even I were getting bored. You asked him at one point, and I quote, the oven to cook the wheat,
or was it the roast the barley?
To the oven to cook. He was telling us about how they roast the barley. And William said, "Is that a fan-assisted oven?"
Well, I wanted to know if 232 degrees was fan-assisted or conventional.
Why are you going to start roasting your own barley?
You never know.
So yeah,
I might put them out of business. Mm.
So that was that. And what else?
I mean, I was asking questions like that because I felt that it was going to go one of two ways for me.
Okay.
I was either going to be walking around looking at my watch,
which I was doing towards the end,
being quite silent, or I was going to express an interest for you.
And
I was expressing an interest, yeah. And apparently too much of an interest.
It was great. We've just been toured. We've just been shown round
Guinness.
We've just been toured around the Guinness
storehouse,
and it was fantastic. It was really interesting. Arthur Guinness started it in
the
1789, was it? Oh God,
it's just coming up to 6 o'clock in the evening.
Arthur Guinness started it. Good joke.
Thank you.
And it's just and it's now coming to what we love and know. My favourite drink.
And you say this is your Poppins. Unfortunately, Lee, there was no flying. I'll be honest, that was a disappointment.
It was great though. They had that water feature at the start.
Yes, it was a water wall.
Yeah.
I'm very glad we did.
What was your favourite bit? My favourite bit, being a geek, was the advertising.
Yes.
Yeah, so it showed the history of the Guinness advertising.
Yeah, because you said to me a minute ago that Guinness, McDonald's and Coca-Cola, are the three companies that are considered in advertising circles to always have very, very, very good advertising.
Yeah.
So there we go. What else have we got in store in Dublin? You're going to leave us and watch Burnley.
Yeah, so I'm...
Traditional Irish culture.
I'm going to go down to the Guinness memorabilia shop, the gift shop.
You were very excited. The tour starts there, briefly.
I'm going to go and get all sorts. I'm currently...
It's like Fortnum & Mason for you.
It is Fortnum & Mason for me. I'm currently sat here wearing pop socks. I'm currently sitting here wearing one of William's pop socks, but I don't want to give too much away. Make sure you come see us on tour and find out why. So I'm going to go down to the gift shop, get a load of Guinness memorabilia, then we're going to go and find a bar that's showing the Burnley game, and then...
No, we are not.
And then, hear me out here,
yes.
William, producer Ben, Stuart, whose coat is that jacket? I love the Guinness factory, I do. And Ollie, still working on the accent with Ollie.
Yeah.
There'll be Ollie's here filming this weekend whilst we're on tour in Ireland. We'll get there with an accent. Then, I propose we go out and get on the piss.
Well, what have you just been doing for the last 2 hours?
This is a day sesh. This is a day sesh, right?
Yes.
Now we go out on the piss.
Oh, good.
So we'll go and watch the football, and then we'll just stay out. Because if we go back after the football, that's where you end up having a nap and feeling worse. Let's get on it.
Let's get on it, Jordan.
To Guinness.
Up yours.
Cheers, mate. We'll see you on Tuesday. And if you want to come and see us on tour, remember, tickets are available.
You're much chattier when you're drunk.
Am I?
Yes. If you were sober when you're recording, you're like, right, make this short, tight, quick. You just got verbal diarrhea.
Come and see us on tour. Tickets are still available. I'm so pissed. I'm so pissed.
Little snort.
I'm so pissed. Tickets are still available. Sextonmybus.com/live.
Yes. Bye-bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Out now.
Hello, G&D Divas. We're just popping up in case you're deep in episodes from years ago to tell you that very soon you can see us in the cinema.
Hello from the future. It's future William and Jordan here. Stop living in the past and get up today. On Tuesday, our show at the London Palladium will be streamed live into cinemas.
So if you want an evening full of laughs and outrageous problems and dilemmas, then come along and join us on the big screen.
Help I Sex and My Boss Live is showing everywhere and everyone's welcome.
Go to sexandmyboss.com/cinema to get your tickets now. That's sexandmyboss.com/cinema.